Good morning to each of you. It's a blessing to be here again this morning. This morning, I'd like to share a little bit. I hope you can all bear with me. My thoughts are a little bit scattered. I'd like to share a little bit about the hope and the peace that we have, that Jesus brings us as Christians in our lives, that Jesus brings to our lives. And so first, here I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the conversations I had in prison with an inmate there in prison on Thursday. And I didn't talk with as many people as I would have liked to, but I walked up to a middle-aged man, and I began talking to him. We made some small talk. And I asked him if he was a Christian, and he said he was a Muslim. And we talked a bit about Islam and the different parts of it, and I hadn't talked with a Muslim before, and so I wasn't really sure how to share with him. But I felt a burden for this man, and I felt like I should challenge him on what he believes, to get him thinking. So I asked him, as a Muslim, who's going to pay for your sin? And he responded that he was going to have to pay for his sin. And I asked him if that wasn't scary to think about. And he said that it was. And I could tell he was scared thinking about it. And then I shared with him that as a Christian, that I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. And that gave me tremendous peace. And I'm not afraid. There's no fear in that. And I don't have to deal with the fear that he has to. And that put a burden on my heart. There are many people who are walking through life with a burden of sin. And I want to share with you that if that is you, you can be forgiven and you can find peace. I'd like to turn to Ephesians 2 and read verses 1 through 10. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And I don't have a lot I'm going to share out of these verses, but we all of those of us that are believers, we can identify with these first few verses that we were dead in sin. We were lost. And that there was no way we were fulfilling the lusts of our flesh, and the desires of our flesh. But then verse 4 and 5, there's a change. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And those two verses are what I want us to think about a little bit. There's a change there from what we were. And without that change, there can be no hope or peace in our life. When I looked into that Muslim man's eyes, there was a dread of what was to come. He had faith. He had a faith, but he had no hope. He was a big man that was terrified. He was afraid of what he had to face. And each of us have choices we need to make in life. We have to choose if we're going to deny Christ or if we're going to submit ourselves to him. You can choose to either have peace with God and a hope of eternal life, or then what seems like peace with the world. But there's no peace with the world. We know that. The prisons are full. And if you could have been there to look in this man's eyes, you would have agreed. 1 Timothy 5, verse 24 says, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men's follow after. And I had to think of this verse when I was talking with him. That man, as he sat there, realized that when he stands in judgment, he's going to be standing alone unless he changes his life. And I was able to look in his eyes and tell him, as a Christian, my sins were paid for and I was not afraid. Each of us today are choosing one of these paths. We can choose a life with fear and terror of the end. Or we can choose a life where sins are taken care of now and we have an inner peace and an inner hope that goes beyond this life. And when I use the word hope there, the way we use it today, it's not the way we use it today, but rather the way it's used in the Bible. And the word hope in the Bible means, or doesn't mean a wish, but a confident expectation. And I'd like to turn yet to John 16 and read verses 32 and 33. John 16, 32 and 33 says, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And verse 33 there is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And it sums up the Christian life very well. In the world, as a Christian in the world, it's not peaceful. It's not, there's tribulation in this life. But inside, we can overcome the world. And that's what gives us peace and hope. We face trials because we are living in this world. But regardless of what happens, there can be peace in our hearts. And I'd like to turn to Romans 8, 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And to the unbeliever, this may not sound like peace. You know, the things in these verses, tribulation, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Fighting the spiritual warfare that's in verses 38. Angels, principalities, powers. But when you're a child of God, this verse gives us tremendous peace. To the unbeliever, if you are unconverted here, I want to assure you that there is no peace, no hope of the future outside of Christ. Yes, it will be hard, but it'll be worth it. If you are a struggling Christian this morning, look to Jesus. What tends to make me struggle is not all the pressure of life, but rather taking my focus off of Jesus and the plan that he has for me. And I trust that can be a blessing to you. And thank you.